If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.
It is absolutely necessary that we all get together, we work together, we respect each other, we like and love each other.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
I'm getting tired of people running from me in the ring. Mike Tyson, Holyfield, you a bunch of bums. Stand up and be a man and fight a real fighter.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports by Live Studios. Check it. This is it. Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated but hardly duplicated, 37, no, make that 38 plus years now, of being the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio era. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion. At one point in time, I was ranked nationally as an amateur, and I'm an award-winning journalist. So I know a little bit about boxing. But guess what? The average fan, you know more. You watch all the fights. You buy the pay-per-views. Or do you? Straight up, here's your chance. You want to be part of the show? You can. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, that's the live listener line, the viewer line. We're coming to you live on the Twitch TV, of course, the Sports Byline USA channel. Delayed on VTV and the WBC TV channel. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. As I said, 38 plus years now. Today, we'll talk about boxing's history and we'll go into last night's fights. Evidently, the Toyota Center, of course, had the WBC featherweight title on the line last night. It was on Showtime, and there was some controversy in the results, controversy in boxing. Well, that's nothing new, is it? We'll talk about that in depth. Of course, the world of mixed martial arts gets us back. John Bones Jones, now the UFC heavyweight title holder, after the regular champion, the heavyweight champion, walked away from the UFC, said, F you, I'm out of here. We'll talk about Francis Ngannou. Too bad John Jones couldn't do that. Or will he after one more fight? Straight up, we'll talk about MMA and the world of the UFC in hour number two. And we'll take it to the UK and bring in Sir Kenneth Rainford. Of course, boxing's dean from the UK. So we'll talk boxing with Kenny on Ring Talk Live Worldwide in hour number two. 2 hours of Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, Channel 217, and 1,000 other internet platforms. Stay tuned for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
If you own a business with employees and have not received your COVID ERTC payroll refund of up to $26,000 per employee, you need to act fast as time is running out. ERTCfiling.com has helped thousands of businesses across the country receive over $500 million in government funds. This is not a loan and you do not have to pay it back. ERTCfiling.com consultants will make the process fast and easy and at a fee of less than 2%. Let ERTCfiling.com show you the money. Go to ERTCfiling.com to see how you qualify.
Fees are at fixed rates per quarter qualified, 2% based on total average rates.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
It's not a case where you have to call in Crockett and Tubbs or anything like that, but evidently last night, Sean Gibbons and his boy, I'm talking about a Mark Magaiso, of course, the Philippines, now 24-2, 16 kills, came up on the short end of a pretty one-sided, unanimous decision, and yet they're bitching about the decision. As was Socrates Palmer, of course, Boxing's PhD, sent me a text, hey, that scoring the main event was bad. Anyway, Brandon the Heartbreaker, Figueroa did break Mark Magnifico Magaiso's heart, obviously, with this unanimous win, of course. Now 24-1-1, 18 KOs. He comes to us out of Texas. Was straight up, this was the WBC interim 126-pound title. Good luck to the winner. I guess they're talking about a rematch. It was controversial. I don't know. Bottom line is, Sean Gibbons is involved, and Sean is a very controversial figure in the world of boxing. No doubt about that. He goes back to the days of Pat O'Grady and Sean O'Grady, who was Sean O'Grady's father, of course, who was rigging fights in the state of Oklahoma. In fact, the Oklahoma Attorney General came out and said that O'Grady's dad and Sean Gibbons were hand-in-hand fixing fights back in the 80s. A surprise? No. Anyway, he's went past that. Of course, he's legit now, and he's a good guy. I saw him at the WBC convention a few months ago, talking about Sean Gibbons, so me and Sean are cool. Anyway, big upset last night on the undercard, Armando Toro Resendez out of Mexico, now 14-1, 10 KOs, a 4-1 underdog, you're not a 4-1 underdog too often anyway. They thought he was like lunch meat. Anyway, Jarrett Swifter, the former champion, 154 pounds, got drilled in the final round of the scheduled 10-round middleweight bout. Of course, he was a former junior middleweight champion, hadn't fought in a while, at the Toyota Arena. Good place to have concerts down there in Ontario, California. Just don't try to go there Friday night after rush hour. Anyway, the bottom line is Resendez pushed the action. He was a man. I mean, without a doubt, he was just a worn. How can I put this? He came to win. Boxing's a battle of wills. I'm imposing my will as I break yours. That's what it's all about. Last night, Resendez definitely imposed his will, without a doubt. Last week, I want to go back to last week's fight because somebody shot a text on this one. Sobrio Matias. He's like 19-1 with 19 knockouts. He knocks out Jeremias Ponce in an IBF junior welterweight battle. Of course, junior welterweight means 140 pounds, what I used to fight at back when I was trim. Anyway, bottom line is Ponce was a prohibitive favorite coming in this one, and he got drilled. What am I trying to tell you? You can't find 30 chumps and expect to be world ranked. Of course, last week, the BLK Prime event, of course, Adrian Broner and Michael Williams, that was canceled. Of course, it was all kinds of substitutes put in there for Adrian Broner. And, of course, the event isn't going to happen. And more power didn't happen. And more power to him because, you know, I'm telling you, BLK Prime looks like it looks like some type of scam company. More like, you know, I won't say they're like Triller. Triller, of course, is evidently part of that non-paying for that card that took place in Albuquerque, New Mexico, a few weeks ago. That was featured, of course, the promotion of Johnny Tapia's wife, Teresa Tapia. Evidently, the fighters haven't been paid yet. They're given bad checks, and that's never a good thing. Of course, she's trying to say it was somebody else. Somebody came in and used Teresa's license. Let me tell you about this. When you're a promoter, you can sort of lend out your license to people for a fee. Or because they're your friend and you trust them and things like that, okay? But it's not the recommended thing to do, because at the end of the day, if these people don't come up with things, you're left holding the bag, no doubt about that, okay? And Teresa Tabby was left holding the bag. $46,000 in allegedly in checks that weren't paid according. This is according to Boxing's. You don't mess with her. I'm talking about Claire Burke, the first lady of boxing from Detroit, Michigan. She just kicks everybody's ass. If you get in her way, and she's got a beef to pick, if you bounced somebody's check or you didn't pay them what they were supposed to pay, get paid and this kind of stuff, look out, man. She will be at your front door, knocking on your door at all hours of the day. I kid you not. She's just the best advocate for boxing you can go. Anyway, more than last week. I'm upset with the team of Jake Paul. I'm talking about Bryce Holden, the promoter. Of course, his father is Tony Holden. Tony Holden says that Bryce didn't have anything to do with picking Tommy Fury as the opponent. Of course, Tommy Fury was the loudmouth opponent, the brother of heavyweight champion Tyson Fury. And he's a real boxer, per se. And what they did was they got Jake Paul beat. And you don't want to get a guy like – you don't want to get him beat. You just don't. I mean, you don't put him in a fight where you think he's going to lose. I would have had him fight the other six or eight guys like me and Anthony and people like that and see what he can do after that. I mean, we'll let him develop. He was a work in progress, okay? But no. Evidently, Jake Paul and his father, or his manager father, said, no, we want to fight Tommy Fury because Tommy Fury got under their skin. Well, Tommy Fury is a real boxer, boxes per se. I mean, that's his trade. And, of course, he is a I think he's on anabolic. I won't say it. Flintstone vitamins. I thought he was on Flintstone. When I looked at his body at the weigh-in, I said to myself, man, this has got Flintstone vitamins written all over it. Of course, the fight was in Saudi Arabia. Are they checking for steroids? Wink, wink. Probably not. Are they checking for performance-enhancing drugs? Probably not. Anyway, Jake Paul came up on the short end of a six-round decision after knocking Fury down in the sixth round. But at the end of the day, his O is gone. And you're going to try to rebuild that. You can't rebuild it. This is a guy that was selling 15,000 tickets. 15,000 tickets in like an hour and a half. Why would you want to get him beat? I mean, come on. And if it's Jake Paul and his father, it's on them. But the bottom line is, if it's on promoter Holden, bad, bad promotional move. I would have never gotten that guy beat. Another year and a half, I kid you not. I'd have taken the Jake Paul show all over the world. All over the world. Just about every continent but Antarctica. And they would have paid to see him. Because he's a YouTube attraction. He's an attraction. I'm not trying to say he's the best boxer in the world. He's not going to be probably the next cruiserweight champion of the world. Obviously not. Okay? Neither is Tommy Fury. But the bottom line is he had potential to open the door to boxing for people that weren't boxing fans. People on YouTube weren't boxing fans. I mean, Jake Paul weren't boxers. Jake Paul people weren't boxing fans. And I give him props for that. And, of course, he's paid people underneath. Amanda Serrano, she went from making like $25,000 to making $250,000 to making $1 million. She made $250,000 the first time she fought on one of Jake Paul's undercards, and then she made $1 million in the next fight. I kid you not. This guy is a golden goose, and they shot the golden goose. Absolutely a dumb move, no doubt about that. Straight up, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Why am I getting up BLK Prime? I think BLK Prime is a Ponzi scheme of some kind. I think they're getting money from, in other words, what they do is they rake in the money on the pay-per-view, and then they pay people slowly. I mean, evidently, Terrence Crawford was supposed to get like, what, $15 or $20 million? Some incredible amount of purse fighting that bum, that last bum he fought. Okay, I will say bum. That last guy he fought that was world-rated. Not too much there, right? But evidently he was supposed to get $10 or $20 million. He got half the money up front, didn't get the other half, supposedly right on time and things like that. There was some bitching about that, but evidently he's not screaming about it now. So is he not screaming because he got paid, or is he not screaming because he's waiting to get paid? Straight up, we just don't know. But BLK Prime seems like it is a bit of a scam, no doubt about that. Next week, Tim Zhu, of course, the son of former junior welterweight champion Koshchezou. Remember him and Zab Judah had that fight over there in Las Vegas where Zab Judah got upset because he got knocked out and he threw a stool at the referee, threw a stool across the ring at the Jay Nady was the referee. Not the referee you want to mess with. People say that Jay's not in great shape nowadays, but back in the days, Jay was in good shape. He was on most of the taxis in Las Vegas, and he was a referee of note. In fact, I was in Buenos Aires, Argentina, and somebody snatched a purse at the WBC convention, and Jay ran this dude down. Jay's like 6'4", 6'5", 250, somewhere. He ran this guy down in three blocks, brought him back, and beat his ass. Just did for snatching a purse. I mean, that was Jay Nady. So that wasn't the referee to probably for Zab Judah to be pulling that stuff on, but Zab Judah, of course, pulled that. And then that was the same night where that girl came up to me at the press conference and said to me, "Have you seen Zab Judah?" I said, "Well, why? Why do you want to see Jeff?" "Because he gave me a counterfeit $100 bill last night." I said, wait. "So he had sex with you last night before the fight, and he gave you a counterfeit $100? "Yeah, he gave me a counterfeit." She knew it. That was a classic move. So I went to Zab a little bit later, and he was like in a world of his own, right? You know, in a world of denial and this. And he just assaulted the referee and made himself look like a fool, got suspended without a doubt. Anyway, he says to me, I said, "Trish was looking for you." "Trish? Yeah, that was the girl you was with last night." "Who told you about that?" "She did." Bottom line is, Zab Dude is a piece of work and all that about that. But he's training guys now, so wish him the very best. Anyway, Tim Zhu, the son of Koshchezou, is undefeated. He fights at 154 pounds. Next week, he'll take on twice beaten Tony Harrison. Tony Harrison, I think he beat the Charlo brother, the 154-pound Charlo brother, and, of course, lost to him in a rematch. But the bottom line is, this is Tim Zhu's most formidable opponent, without a doubt. Of course, Zhu has been fed a lot of guys, a lot of stiffs, a lot of guys he was supposed to beat down there in Australia, but now he's got Tony Harrison, and Tony Harrison is more than a live underdog, without a doubt. Speaking of live underdogs, Shakur Stevenson and the Japanese guy he's fighting, Shishino, Mushino, whatever his name is, that's not a live underdog. Somebody just taught me a bet. Listen, nobody's going to beat Shakur until he steps up to the upper echelon of 135. I'm talking about maybe Ryan Garcia or Javante Davis. Those guys are competitive. Like Shakur says, you know, he can beat all these guys. In fact, Shakur was saying that, you know, Javante Davis should not be bragging because he can't beat me and something like that. And then Davis came back and said, "Guess what? You can do all the boxing you want until I hit you. What's going to happen when I hit you?" Because Javante Davis, of course, 28-0, 26 knockouts. Coming up April the 22nd with Ryan Garcia. What's Ryan Garcia now? 23-0, 18 wax. Of course, Ryan out of Victorville, California. The kid from Newark, New Jersey. I mean, he is a mean, mean dude, Javante Davis, without a doubt. A mean, 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 mean dude. I mean, street kid, without a doubt. I mean, street kid. You know, that's the way Baltimore. Street kid, no doubt about that. But I think he'll be disciplined enough to get his ass in shape, mentally and physically, when these two guys collide on April 22nd. There's no doubt in my mind that the Javante Davis team will be ready. And, of course, you've got on the other side of the coin, handling the training of Ryan Garcia is the formidable Joe Goosen, of course, brother of Dan Goosen, late promoter, of course, Dan Goosen of 10 Goose Boxing and other entities. But the bottom line is Joe Goosen is an extraordinary trainer, a good motivator, a good man can get into your head mentally. He can work his fighters like few other guys can. I mean, because he can still get out there and physically do the stuff. I don't know if he's still running with guys, but I think he is. But the bottom line is he can still get out there and do the physical things. He was one of those trainers. I used to watch him work with Michael Nunn. He was actually running with Nunn and working with Nunn and things like that. So he would get up and run with these guys without a doubt, and he got into their heads. He got into their souls. And I think if he can get into the head and soul of Ryan Garcia, maybe he's got a chance to make him into a superstar, because I think Ryan Garcia, he's going to be there early. Ryan's going to be the guy whacking early. Ryan's going to be the guy throwing these hard shots early. Ryan's going to be the guy that's got the height and the reach advantage. So therefore, it looks like the early part of the fight, which is going to take place April 22nd somewhere in Las Vegas on pay-per-view. But the early part of the fight looks like it's going to be Ryan Garcia, unless he gets caught by the shorter guy. Now, Davis is known to give up a few extra rounds, let the other guy get comfortable, this and then come back and crack you. So that's the fight and the way it looks. It looks like early on, Ryan Garcia. If Ryan Garcia can get Javante Davis' respect and hurt him in those first couple of three rounds, the fight can go Ryan Garcia's way. If he doesn't, Tank Davis will probably wear him down and stop him about the 10th or 11th round. So that's April the 22nd, of course, live on pay-per-view. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Coming up after the break, a little more boxing results, but I'll go back in time with a couple of these magazines. Remember these magazines? This was a boxing trade paper until the internet took over. I'm talking about Flash Magazine. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, baby.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Hello, Keller. Yeah, guess who I'm talking to? I'm down to Flip Wilson's show, honey. I told you I was coming down here. I did, too. I told my mother to tell you if you called that I was over to Flip Wilson's show to see Muhammad Ali. That's right. The heavyweight champ. Now I'm standing right next to him. Well, not that close. Yes, you want to talk to him? You want to say something to Killer?
How you feeling, Killer?
Yes. He said, how you feel, Killer? Killer said, drop dead. He must have one of them Excedrin headaches. Yes, oh, Killer, he don't want to talk to you anymore.
Flip Wilson, of course, Muhammad Ali back in the day. May they both rest in peace. They were both class acts. I got to see them both in different fights. And, of course, Ali, I spent some time with his bodyguard and PR person, a tour through China. And, of course, but the bottom line is Flip Wilson, when he would show up to the fights, he was always a colorful character in the press room without a doubt. Now, we go back in time. Let's go back in time to November 1997. George Foreman had just lost the World Heavyweight Championship. Of course, November 22nd, Atlantic City. Of course, George defended the title against Shannon Briggs. Briggs came in undefeated. It was a 12-round decision in front of 5,200 people. The bottom line is Shannon Briggs got got the benefit of a lot of doubts. Bottom line is he made $400,000, but man, there's no way that he won that fight. I mean, George Foreman may have been a little cheap when it came to throwing punches, but the bottom line is Shannon Briggs pulled off a heist. George Foreman said he was done afterwards. He has said, quote, I had a wonderful career. This is my last fight, said Foreman, who announces retirement after losing that linear heavyweight title, of course, for the second time. The first time he lost the heavyweight championship was back in 1974 to Muhammad Ali. Of course, he rumbled in the jungle at TKO8. He was a 4-1 favorite in that fight, but man, Ali lit him up like the White House Christmas tree. Of course, the dope on the rope, he roped the dope. Later in his career, when Ali went to the ropes, he was a dope on the ropes. But that day, he was doing the rope-a-dope. Anyway, George Foreman retired November 22nd, 1997. Of course, another hot fighter at the time, without a doubt, was Prince Nassim Ahmed. Man, he was unbeaten. He was a take on Kevin Kelly. I was there, of course. Ahmed, 28, and Zip, 26 KLZ. Kid from the UK by way of the Middle East. Of course, he had all these, he had all these different weird styles to him and this and that, but man, he got things done. He sold tickets, but the bottom line is he got fat. He got fat between fights. I'm not talking about fat like he is fat now, because fat, guess how much he weighs now, Anthony? 265 pounds. The guy fought at 126, and he weighs 265 pounds now. He's got no shame about it. I mean, no shame whatsoever. Anyway, you see him on the street, he's like a 40-inch waist. I kid you not. How can a guy that was one time the 126-pound world champion have a 40-inch waist? What can I say? He's a fat pig. Anyway, Prince Nassim Ahmed was going to defend against Kevin Kelly. Of course, he did defend against Kevin Kelly December the 19th at the Garden. Of course, Madison Square Garden. Kelly would drop to 47-2, get stopped, I think, in the 7th or the 8th round. Anyway, 47-2. One draw, 32 KOs, Kevin Kelly a day. And, of course, Prince Nassim Ahmed moved to 29-0 with 27 knockouts with the win. Of course, Ahmed would have his day in the sun when he took on Marco Antonio Barrera. Of course, Barrera was somewhat of a 2.5, maybe a 3-1 underdog in that fight, man. And he never, I mean, talk about Prince. The Prince never won a fight. But then again, when I talk about getting fat between fights, Prince came into that fight at 126 pounds. When I saw him at the press conference, Mills Lane, remember the late referee? Let's get it on, Mills Lane. Anyway, he was my broadcast partner when he died, when he got sick anyway. But the bottom line is, at one point in time, he was called Let's Get It On Promotions with Tony Holden, and they were promoting these guys. So when we went on the pre-fight tour between Prince Nassim Ahmed and Marco Antonio Barrera, I mean, Ahmed was like 155 pounds. He was, looked pretty good and this kind of stuff. So then we saw him at the weigh-in, and he was like half of what he was. I'm telling you, I mean, this was like a metamorphosis, like he was a different guy. Is that the same guy? Yeah, it's the same guy. Anyway, bottom line is the weight was hurt him. Not that he would have beat Barrera, but the weight was hurt him. And, of course, now he is like, as I said, 260 pounds. Wow, when I say a big old fat guy. Anyway, back to the odds maker. Back in the day, Herb Lambeck of Leroy Sportsbook in Las Vegas, Nevada, was the premier odds maker in the world of boxing. He taught me a lot about making odds, how to bet, when to bet, when not to bet, sucker's bets, all that kind of good stuff. I learned it all from Herb Lambeck, of course, at Leroy Sportsbook. That was in downtown Las Vegas. It was an old ghetto type of Las Vegas. It was ghetto. I kid you not. We used to go to this coffee shop. I used to say to myself, I don't know if I want to eat here. You know, like it looked like something from the Seinfeld TV show, but like crustier. This is much crustier, okay? I don't know if I want to eat here. And Herbie goes, hey, the food's good. I'll get this. Herbie had a special. I don't know. Anyway, I had a lot of ice water there. Ice water, I think, and Coke. Anyway, bottom line is Herb Lambeck was a genius. He died a few years ago, I think, in 2008, 2009, back in New Jersey. I think that's where he was from. But he was Las Vegas' premier odds maker. He was called Herbie Hoops Lambeck because he was a basketball whiz. I mean, be able to – listen, when you could pick basketball lines, I mean, guys, how can you say that the team's going to win by 11 points and the team goes out there and wins by 11 points? How does that happen? How do they do the Super Bowl? How do they get it so close? I have no idea, but there's a science to it, okay? Something I couldn't get into, but there's a science to it. Anyway, looking at some of these fights that Herbie was talking about back then, of course, the 154-pound junior middleweight championship, the unification. I'm talking about Keith Holmes with Paul Vaden. Of course, that was a fight. It was called a pick'em fight. Oscar De La Hoya was taking on the Puerto Rican journeyman Wilfredo Avery. It was a 15-1 favorite here. It says, according to Herbie here, musical chairs continue as Bob Arum seats longtime friend and business associate Gil Clancy on De La Hoya's gravy train. In other words, now Gil Clancy was training Oscar De La Hoya. That was a major failure. Remember, I mean, Gil couldn't train anybody. At that point in time, Gil reminded me of Dick Harpulian, the state senator from South Carolina that lost miserably in that murder trial this past Friday, Thursday and Friday, of course, the Alex murder trial where he murdered both his wife and his son. Now he's convicted. He can't say alleged anymore, but he's convicted of this. Of course, Dick Carpulli, the current state senator from South Carolina, was his attorney. That was really, really weak. Him and Gil Clancy, they should take a walk and hold hands together, but Gil Clancy's been long. Anyway, Gil Clancy, he wasn't one of my favorite guys. He wasn't. I mean, I had him on the show a couple of times. I was around him. I sought to see him work with people and this and that. I just wasn't a big fan of Gil Clancy. I thought he was more mouth than anything else. Anyway, Terry Norris and Keith Mullings. Terry Norris, a 10-1 favorite, and Keith Mullings upset him there. Anyway, bottom line is Raul Marquez, another 154-pounder who I spent some time with, who was the IBF champion, was a 7-5 favorite over Yori Boy Campos. Marquez coming off gift win over Keith Mullings. Oh, yeah, I remember that one. Las Vegas judge Bill Graham, right on Marquez, challenger by two. But myopic outsiders Bernie Comer and Tom McDonough gave it to House Fighter. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Campos can crack, but Mexican banger, one of the great catchers of all time. Choices Marquez. Some other fighters on the Herbie Lambic list here. Of course, Harold Graham and Vinny Pazienza. They were fighting across the pond. Of course, Harold Graham, at one point in time, he was Roberto Duran's sparring partner. We spent some time together in Palm Springs, of course, for the Hagler fight, I think the Robbie Sims fight as well. But Harold the Bomber Graham was probably the greatest fighter in English history, never to win a title. But then again, Roberto Duran was gangster slapping him and sparring, and he was trying, I kid you not. Anyway, Vincent Phillips, remember him? Had that crack problem. 1988 Olympic team had that crack problem, sort of short-circuited his career. He was a 3-1 favorite over Freddie Pendleton. Of course, Pendleton, the guy that people didn't think he'd win, but he kept winning. Henry Akawandi and Orlin Norris. That was a pick'em fight. Of course, that was a heavyweight. Johnny Tapia, the late Johnny Tapia. He was a 10-1 favorite over Andy Agosto. Tapia's initial outing under Don King banner. Of course, he had split from Top Rank. Puerto Rican portsider Agosto, no stiff, but not ready for the class of the competition. In other words, Johnny Tapia's going to win that one going away. That's why he was a 10-1 favorite. Of course, Chris Berto with Jimmy Thunder. Wow, I think it was USA Tuesday Night Fights. That was a 10-1 fight according to Herbie Lambeck. Chris Bird was a 10-1 favorite over Jimmy Thunder. Tim Witherspoon and Larry Donald, 7-5, Witherspoon a favorite. And then Junior Jones, one of my favorites, a 4-1 favorite over Kennedy McKinney. Man, Kennedy McKinney, of course, the man that came back and gave Marco Antonio all kinds of brer, all kinds of hell in that first Boxing After Dark card at the Inglewood Forum. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, baby.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Little Tower of Power back from their Get This Disco Days, something they're not too proud of. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Right now, we're talking middleweights of all time. Of course, a lot of people thought that Ray Robinson, or think that Ray Robinson, Sugar Ray Robinson, of course, born Walker Smith Jr., but that he was the greatest fighter of all time, maybe the greatest middleweight of all time. I don't know if he was either. I kid you not. He had a record of 174 wins, 19 losses, six draws. But the bottom line is, a lot of the guys you fought were like stiffs. I mean, absolutely complete stiffs. I mean, circus type of fights. I kid you not. Yeah, he beat some good guys, but at welterweight, the only guy he really beat was Keith Gavilan, the guy he beat for the title. Outside of that, and Keith Gavilan was an old man at that point in time. But outside of that, Ray Robinson, I mean, for his era, for that time of in history, he was terrific. He was fantastic. He was changing the game. I mean, he was out of doubt. He was revolutionary. I can go all and on with all these different adjectives. But the bottom line is, he wouldn't do that well against Marvin Hagler. I think Marvin Hagler would have beat him hands down. Anyway, the second guy in the top rank, the top 10 list, according to BoxRec.com, which is done via a computer, is Carlos Monzon, who I totally eliminate from the entire picture. Not only was he a creepy person as a human being, I didn't think he was that great of a fighter. 87-3, 9 draws, of course. A lot of guys, 9 draws, 9 draws. How the hell you have 9 draws? 9, you can't have 9 draws unless you lost maybe like 8 or 9 times. They gave you the benefit of a doubt being the hometown guy. Anyway, Monzon out of Argentina was a real piece of work. I mean, when he got killed, and of course he got killed in a car accident, I celebrated. Now, I don't celebrate too many people's death. Now, why would I do that? Why would you celebrate the death of a world champion, Pedro? I mean, what kind of low life are you? No, I wasn't low life. I was celebrating his death, and he was a low life. Talk about Carlos Monzon. Get this. The guy kills his girlfriend. He throws her off a balcony. She's half nude. He throws her off a balcony to the floor, and then he doesn't even call anybody. So they had to call, somebody else called the officials. You know, the girl's laying down there, like two stories down below his balcony. And, you know, he went back in and had a couple more beers. That's what kind of piece of work Carlos Monzon was. So I was never a fan of Monzon. As a boxer, as a champion, I think Rodrigo Valdez, when he fought him, I thought maybe that was the best guy he fought. And at that point in time, he was way past his prime. So I'm not big on Monzon's career or him personally. But the fact that he killed his girlfriend, threw her off a balcony, and then, get this, the Argentine people, the Argentine judiciary, they sent him to prison, you know, for killing this girl, right? Then they were giving him weekends out. He got to go away weekends. So he's driving away on some weekend excursion, and he flips his car over, drunk as a skunk. He kills him and the person in the car. Couldn't happen to a nicer guy. It didn't happen soon enough. Anyway, Monzon, I don't even consider him like in the top four or five as far as middleweight champions are concerned. Marvelous Marvin Hagler. I keep going back to that. No, the guy I want to bring up is Harry Greb. Holy cow. He was 200. This record was amazing. 262 wins, 17 losses. 262 wins, that was an amateur. As a professional, he had 108 fights, 108 wins, 8 losses, was stopped 2 times, had 49 KOs. I kid you not, this guy was the real deal without a doubt. Lost his last fight to Tiger Flowers, lost 2 fights before that to Tiger Flowers. I mean, he beat Joe Gans. He beat everybody there was to beat without a doubt. Pound for pound, he may be the best middleweight in the history of boxing. Maybe one of the greatest fighters of all time. Of course, he died prematurely. I think he had an eye injury, and they went to operate on his eye, and he died. But the bottom line is, you got to mention Harry Greb anytime you mention the top 5 middleweights of all time. Now, do I mention Bernard Hopkins as a top 5 middleweight? You know, we've got some tape with him. And he says that when I mention him in the top five or top 10, he says he's grateful to be anywhere in that top five or top 10, to be mentioned with people like Ray Leonard and Marvin Hagler and people like that. But Hopkins, I think, was a bit of a – how can I put this? He came along at a good time, and, of course, he beat the guys that he beat. But most of the guys that he beat of note were smaller. Oscar De La Hoya, Felix Trinidad, and go on and on. Of course, the guys he beat were all smaller than him. So he never fought anybody. He never stepped up to – never fought anybody of note at 160. It was like a super killer that was a real middleweight, per se. Yeah, I don't think so. I just didn't see it. Anyway, bottom line is, of course, he ended up losing to a smaller guy at the end. And at the end of the day, of course, he just got old. He fought way, 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 way too long. So as far as top five are concerned, maybe we could put him in about number six or number seven. Now, Emil Griffith. Of course, people talking about Emil. Of course, the openly gay fighter from New York by way of Jamaica, I believe. Was it Jamaica? Anyway, 45-24, a couple of draws. He fought from 58 to 1977. I saw him at the International Boxing Hall of Fame in Canastota, New York, back in 1992. And he didn't look wealthy. I mean, he didn't look like he was totally worn. The residual effects of professional boxing hadn't beaten him down or anything like that. But he just didn't look wealthy. I'm not trying to say he looked unkempt, but he didn't look wealthy. Anyway, you got to put him up there, I think, with the top 10. Maybe not the top 5, but the top 10 without a doubt. Now, anybody from today's class, I'm not even mentioning, because the bottom line is Gennady Golovkin, come on, man, 42-2-1, stick a fork in him. The fact that he lost to the fat pig that has become... Oh, I'm sorry I said that, but everybody's saying it. I'm talking about Canelo Alvarez. Now, of course, the golfer, the horse, the golfer, the race car driver, whatever he wants to do, it ain't got nothing to do with boxing anymore. He's too soft. Stick a fork in him. I'm serious. Why doesn't he want to fight the Mexican phenom? I'm talking the Mexican-American phenom with some Ecuadorian blood as well. I'm talking about David Benavidez, undefeated now, 28-0 with 23 knockouts, something like that. He don't want to fight him. I mean, he's ducked him for a couple of years. Now he's saying, after ducking him for a couple of years, he's saying, well, you know what? I don't fight Mexicans. Say what? Yeah, I don't fight Mexicans. Yeah, anyway, bottom line is David Menavidez is probably the king at 160-68 without a doubt. And, of course, Gennady Golovkin, just not my guy. I think he's way too old now, 42 years old. But as a top five guy, he ain't there. Jake LaMotta. Does Jake LaMotta deserve to be in the top five as far as all-time middleweights are concerned? Of course, 83-19, four draws. I spent some time with him. Of course, we did some television together in Oklahoma and I think Cincinnati, and again in Reno, Nevada, but he was a blast to be around. I mean, he just was. And he talked about fighting Robinson and this and that. And of course, he told me that he thought Robinson was the greatest fighter that he ever faced, but he didn't know if he was the greatest fighter of all time. One guy that beat Robinson was the Onion Farmer. I'm talking about Carmen Basile. Of course, he was from upstate New York, and he was the welterweight champion at one point in time, but he beat Ray Robinson in a split decision for the middleweight title, and then he lost the split decision for the middleweight title in the rematch. Anyway, he dogged Ray Robinson. I mean, he would just dog him every time I saw him. You know, I said, this is a man that fought, beat Ray Robinson, and he would jump in. Ray Robinson wasn't spit, except he would say, you know, spit with an H. Carmen didn't hold anything back. Of course, Carmen was the guy that I sung happy birthday to on the radio, and what happened? He said to me, hey, son. I said, yeah, Carmen. I thought he would say thank you, right? He said, what'd you do with the money? I said, okay, what, the money? What are you talking about? He goes, the money your mother gave her for singing lessons, because singing ain't your thing, kid. You couldn't hold an envelope. What did he say to me? You couldn't hold a note if you put it in an envelope. He was right, without a doubt. Anyway, top 10? No. Anyway, Dick Tiger, 60-19, three draws, fought from 1950 to 1970, of course, a world middleweight champion for a long time. Does he deserve to be in the top 10? I think he does. I think, without a doubt, I think Dick Tiger deserves to be there. As far as the other top 10 guys are concerned, Nino Benvenuti, I don't put him up there. Of course, Holman Williams. Some people thought Holman Williams was an outstanding fighter. Of course, never really won the middleweight title, but he fought from 1932 to 1948 out of Detroit, Michigan. 146 wins, 31 losses, and 11 draws. People consider him the uncrowned champion at one point in time. But the guy that was really the uncrowned champion, and historians used to come up to me in the 80s and the 90s when I would be at these different boxing events like in the East, on the East Coast, this and that. And there was one guy in particular that was a big Charlie Burley fan. And Charlie Burley was a guy that they people say that he was blackballed. He never got a title shot to this. 83 wins, 12 losses, 50 KOs. Of course, he fought exclusively at middleweight out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Of course, born in Pennsylvania as well. Won his last four fights. One of those champions didn't go out losing his last four fights or last four or five fights. So say it wasn't used as a chump. But the bottom line is, at one point in time, this guy really had some abilities. I mean, he was out boxing he beat everybody up in the gym. Ray Robinson avoided him allegedly. Then Ray gave him a fight or didn't give him a fight. Anyway, bottom line is, Ray Robinson supposedly did not want to fight Charlie Brearley. Nobody wanted to fight Charlie Brearley. So Charlie Brearley definitely deserves to be my number five guy as far as an all-time middleweight is concerned. So number five, without a doubt, is Charlie Brearley. Number four, I'm going to go with Harry Greb. Number three, I'm going to go with Homan Williams. Number two, I'm going to go with Ray Robinson. Number one, I'm going to go with, get this, Marvin Hagler. Why do I say that, Anthony? Because Marvin Hagler, of course, I think is the greatest middleweight of all time, without a doubt. Here we are, Marvin Hagler in his prime.
No, it was a great career. I mean, it wasn't easy. But it made it much easier because I love the sport. I love to fight. And so it made my job a lot easier, you know. But it was a lot of hard work.
What moment would you say remains fresh in your memory when you look back?
I would have to say the Tommy Hearns fight. Behind the fact that, you know, that was the highlight of my career, I believe. I had to prove to the people my greatness, and I think that they started to see in it right then. And so I remember just saying, now what do you think now? Am I great or what? He says, ah, marvelous, you're great.
Well, talking about greatness, Muhammad Ali, yes, the greatest boxer of all time, yes, he continuously said that he's the greatest of all time. Well, do you think self-praise is necessary as a sportsman?
No, I know what you're trying to say. But, you know, Ali was somebody different. He was a totally different person. But for myself, I always said that the greatness will come. You can't bring it. It has to be there. It has to shine. And so I think that after that fight, that's where the greatness showed.
What role has boxing played in your life?
No, you know, basically I grew up in a very poor area.
Yeah?
You know, I mean, in the poverty-stricken area. And what was the greatest thing that ever happened to me was that I was able, excuse me, to find boxing. You know, so it's the same thing as what I'm doing, why I'm here, in a sense now, too, with Lars. Because what we're trying to do is we're trying to give back to kids that are growing up, to get them out of the ghettos, get them out of the street, give them hope, give them something that which you never had.
Yeah.
So by me growing up the way that I grew up, it just showed me that if you ever make it to the top or whatever like that, that one thing that you got to learn, that you really didn't do it by yourself, and that what you should do is to be able to give something back.
Yeah.
So by me finding Lars, in a sense, has helped me to put a smile on every kid's face, and that's what's important. Like when you say marvelous, the kids love that. If they know just who I am and whatever like that, and they want to touch you, they want to be able to talk with you, and you know, and it's exciting. I mean, you know, you really didn't realize that how much impact that you really have on people and whatever, and that people, that even the old people that watched me when I was fighting, they talked to me just like the fight was yesterday. They remember every round. They remember the punch that I threw. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, very, very interesting story. On a personal level, how have you been able to give back in terms of helping young people?
Well, I think basically what I'm into is giving a kid an education, and basically I'm interested in sports. I think every kid should play a sport, and I think you should have education in the sense that if your sport or your job or whatever does not work out, if you got the education, you have something that you can turn back on and that you can build. You know, there's another life, not only just one way, you know, and education is your last hope.
Yeah, talking about another life, a lot of sportsmen are falling into depression after retirement.
Yes.
What do you think that can be done to help a lot of sportsmen stay alive after sports?
It's a terrible feeling, and I think I don't want to be there. You know, I think that you have to make yourself happy in a sense by going on to a different, like for me, when I finished boxing, whatever, I wanted to become an actor. So that's what I do now, you know. One thing I learned about being an actor, you know, if you get killed inside a film, at least you can come back alive. So that's the great part. You know, when you get whacked or whatever, I mean, it really don't hurt because it's fake, you know what I mean? But inside the ring, everything is real. So that's realistic there. So, you know, it's fun to have something else to look forward to, you know, and that's what I'm trying to do. Look forward to the dreams, that which I'm trying to still fulfill, and that is my acting career. And I think I one more film, and I think I'm going to finish that.
You are now officially Marvelous.
Marvelous.
Marvin Hardy.
Yes, that is my name.
Tell us the story. It was a nickname.
No, I think that basically, you know, I felt as though that if you can call Muhammad Ali, Muhammad Ali, and if you can call Sugar Ray Leonard, Sugar Ray, I mean, and they're not even the real Sugar, and if, you know, all these nicknames that other fighters have, but to be Marvelous, you know, I didn't want to be a person that was imitating anybody. So the reporters and everything years ago, they used to say to me, I was hearing the people going, like even in France, ooh la la, I'm Evolouse. I mean, the people really got to like the name, and so I love it too, you know what I mean? And I always think that I was Marvelous.
Wow, fantastic.
So it fits.
You moved to Italy.
Yes.
You left the U.S.
Yeah.
Was it motivated by love?
Well, it was a different, no, moving to Italy is because basically... I started finding a job there. I did a couple films in Italy, and that's what generated me to stay. Plus, I found my lovely wife, you know what I mean? And so, you know, it gave me a reason, you know, being away from the ghetto type of area where you grew up and everything, being into a totally different world, which is, you know, in Italian culture and whatever, learning about the culture of other people, being able to try to speak the language, I mean, this helps you to grow. It's a new challenge in my life, so that is what I'm working on.
Let's talk about racism. You're a legend.
Yes.
Maybe because of your status, you don't suffer much as far as racism is concerned, but a lot of people at the lower rung of society, blacks, who suffer racism. How do you think that sports can help to eradicate racism?
We all went through that, you know, growing up, even in a fighter, growing up in a black area, and then being able to be able to mix with other nationalities. I think for me it was a great opportunity because it gives me an opportunity to learn how other people live and how they eat and sleep and whatever. I cannot understand the ignorance, basically, from people who are against any other color. Okay, so I think basically the whole world has got to come together and realize that we're all on this earth together. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508, 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp now for free information on how to get started today. InventHelp provides invention services that help everyday inventors get started with their idea. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. Our services include professional materials needed to showcase your invention, and 3D animation and prototype modeling that help you demonstrate your idea. Get down to the details of your idea with a technical drawing. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Take advantage of the opportunity to get started today.
Call 1-800-356-7308. That's 1-800-356-7308. Again, 1-800-356-7308. If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Next up, after the news, it's Ring Talk Live Worldwide, hour number two. Stay tuned after the news.
So vaccination all across the nation. Keep you from catching monkeypox.
Monkeypox.
When you get the notion, Tower's got the potion. You might begin to
set yourself in motion.
USA News, I'm John Schaefer. President Biden is in Selma, Alabama today to take part in events marking the 58th anniversary of Bloody Sunday. The president will deliver a speech during the annual bridge crossing jubilee at the Edmund Pettus Bridge. In 1965, civil rights protesters marching for the right to vote were beaten by Alabama state troopers on that bridge. Another train is derailed in Ohio. 20 cars from the Norfolk Southern train jumped the tracks in Springfield, but no hazardous materials were involved this time.
The crew from owner-operator of the railway Norfolk Southern Clark County Hazmat Team and the Ohio Environmental Protection Agency each independently examined the crash site and verified there was no evidence of spillage at the site.
That's Springfield Township Fire Chief Dave Mangle. Clark County Emergency Management did tell people to shelter in place as a precaution, but that has since been lifted. Senators are working on bipartisan legislation that would outline a process to ban foreign technology like Chinese-owned social media site TikTok.
They are taking data from Americans, not keeping it safe. But what worries me more with TikTok is that this can be a propaganda tool.
Senator Mark Warner, one of the bill's sponsors on Fox News Sunday. U.S. officials are growing increasingly concerned about the content Americans are watching on TikTok. A U.S. congressman is saying the threat of China sending lethal aid to Russia to use in Ukraine is a serious threat. Congressman Jim Himes from Connecticut on NBC's Meet the Press.
It doesn't surprise me at all that there's a debate inside China about whether they should do this. Hopefully wisdom prevails.
Himes says the Biden administration is doing the right thing by sending a strong warning to China about helping Russia. And New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu is predicting that former President Trump will not be the 2024 Republican nominee for president. He said that yesterday's leadership is not what the party needs right now to move forward. This is USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Former President Trump provided the keynote address last night at the Conservative Political Action Conference.
We're going to complete the mission. We're going to see this battle through to ultimate victory.
We're going to make America great again.
Trump said he won't drop out of the race, even if he's indicted on state and federal charges, adding that might even help his poll numbers. A former Republican governor is troubled by former President Trump's message at CPAC that if he's elected, it's a retribution for his supporters.
When he talks about vengeance, he's talking about his personal vendettas, and that's not healthy for America. It's certainly not healthy for our party.
Former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson on CNN's State of the Union said it's important that the voters hear from many voices with alternative messages. A popular fashion show is making a comeback.
Victoria's Secret planning to bring back their annual fashion show after a four-year hiatus. The lingerie brand first debuted that fashion show in 1995, and the event aired on television on CBS and ABC for years, starting in 2001. That before the company said they plan to rethink it after getting their lowest ratings ever in 2018. I'm Corey Myers.
And there was a single winning ticket in last night's Powerball lottery. That one ticket sold in Virginia worth $161 million. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
And now, the host of the longest running fight show in radio and internet history.
I am not these bubblegum dudes you talk to.
Pedro Fernandez.
He will be mine in round nine, and if he makes me sore, I'll cut it to four.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar sports byline studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated but never duplicated, 37, make that 38 plus year now, of knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I'm your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion, was ranked nationally at one point in time as an amateur boxer, and I'm an award-winning journalist, so I know something about boxing. But guess what? The average fan, as I said at the top of each hour, you know a little bit more. You buy the pay-per-views, or do you? Bottom line is, you're the fan. Let us know how you feel. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, there's also the guilt-free, no commitment, far more popular text line. You want to text me in the studio? You can. The number, 415-263-1415. That's 263-1415 with a 415 area code. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, we'll talk UFC to an extent. John Jones is the new UFC heavyweight title holder, of course, submitting Ciryl Gane last night in the very first round, 2 minutes in. Bottom line, it was a guillotine choke. I'm not a big John Jones fan. I'm not a big UFC fan, but I've got to mention this because it is new. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look. Up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
Talk Live Worldwide. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Welcome back to hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Without a doubt, of course, the upset last night, wow, can I say, Jarrell Hurd, the former middleweight champ, former junior middleweight champ, of course, hadn't fought in about 18 months. When you fling you off a long time, you try to come back, guess what, things happened. Anyway, fight got stopped in the 10th round on a cut lip. But I got to tell you, man, a guy comes to fight, Mexican Armando Resendez came to fight without a doubt. I mean, and guess what? You cannot, how can I put this? You can work your jab early on, but if you get broken down, and that's what happened to Hurd, he got broken down by Resendez, got broken down. His jab worked for the first three rounds, it was working effectively, and then all of a sudden, the jab wasn't working. Resendez took away the jab with his pressure and his power punching. Bottom line is 14-1, 10 KOs, a decided underdog coming in, but he is the upset winner of the week without a doubt. Now, they tell me the Canelo and John Ryder fight is set. Of course, it's going to be May the 5th, somewhere around there, of course, the Saturday around May the 5th in Mexico. It'll be in Mexico City in some type of stadium. Eddie Hearn, his promoter, can announce this fight next week. It's not a fight I want to see. In fact, Canelo Alvarez, just stick to golfing. I think everybody else is right. But, who said that? David Benavidez Sr. said that Canelo's no longer... He no longer can face elite fighters. He should just begin a golf career. I believe he's right, without a doubt. Of course, the Beterbiev fight. Let's talk about Artur Beterbiev, the undefeated light heavyweight WBC title holder, was the 18-0, 19-0, 19 knockouts. Of course, an ugly fighter. And I don't mean ugly look-wise. Yeah, he isn't handsome anyway. He's not a handsome guy. But he's an ugly fighter. He just fights ugly, but he wins. He just beats people down. He sort of imposes his rule. Anyway, let's talk about Eddie Hearn wants to do this fight between him and Bivol, the conqueror of Canelo Alvarez about a year ago. Of course, Dmitry Bivol, undefeated now, 22-0 with like 15, 16 whacks, something like that. Anyway, bottom line is, Beterbiev is a monster. That would be an all-time light heavyweight fight as far as right now is concerned. I think we'd consider who's a better fighter at 175. And guess what? Beterbiev probably is not going to make 175 very much longer. So they got to do this fight and do it quick. Because when he steps in the ring, he's somewhere around 200 pounds, man. They want to do this fight in Abu Dhabi. I've been there. You don't want to go back there. It's hell. They told me I went there and it was wintertime. It was wintertime. It was 115 degrees. I kid you not. It was a hellhole. Women smell over there. I'm just telling the truth. I'm being real. Women smell over there. I mean, when you walk by women in public markets and things like that, they have a stank to them. They just do. I mean, I'm being frank with you. Women in some parts of the Middle East smell like smell. They just smell. And it's just not, to me, it wasn't cool. Anyway, Mike Tyson's telling Oleg Usyk to not run from Tyson Fury if and when they fight. Of course, they're supposed to fight on April the 29th. That fight's probably not going to happen. Usyk is like a 225-pound guy going against almost a 300-pound behemoth, okay? I think his smart thing to do was stand right there, but to be able to watch Tyson Fury's blows come at you and slip them. Because Tyson Fury's not the fastest guy in the world, okay? Maybe you can slip those punches. If you can't slip them, you can't stand there. Because Tyson Fury will wear you down. He's 6'9", 300 pounds, almost close to 300 pounds. He will wear your ass down, without a doubt. Speaking of ass, he's got the biggest ass in boxing, without a doubt. The only guy I've ever seen, only heavyweight champion I remember, with a bigger ass than he has shoulders. This is the way it is. Anyway, Canelo versus Ryder. Why are they doing that? Because Canelo doesn't want to fight anybody real. John Ryder is a decent fighter from the UK, but he couldn't lick a stamp if you wet his tongue as far as world-class guys are concerned. That's just my opinion. Anyway, Oleg Usyk and Tyson Fury, is it going to happen? They're trying to blame it on Usyk for demanding a 50-50 split, but Usyk's got the belts. So Tyson Fury's got the linear heavyweight championship, but you know, Oleg Usyk has got all these ornaments, per se, and if Tyson Fury wants all the ornaments, he's got to give him half the money. I think that's a fair fight. Bottom line is, I mean, a fair negotiation because he's got the belts. He's got the belts. You want the belts. He's got the money. Give him half the money. Tyson Fury, don't be greedy, without a doubt. I mean, that's just a little bit crazy. Anyway, Tyson Fury said he thinks that Deontay Wilder can beat everybody at heavyweight except himself. Think about that. I don't know. Deontay Wilder, of course, wants to fight Andy Ruiz. I'm not too big on that. I'm kind of a big fan on Andy Ruiz. Of course, Auntie Ruiz is what I call him on the show. Of course, he thrice beaten Mexican-American heavyweight, the guy that beat Anthony Joshua when he was fat and then lost Anthony Joshua when he was obese. I mean, the guy started training camp at 317 pounds. How can they even let you in the door? I don't know. It's all about the money, without a doubt. I mean, because think about that. I'm a trainer. I'm Andy Ruiz's trainer, right? And, you know, I see he's messing around between fights, this and that, but I realize he's getting fat. But the guy shows up to camp at 317 pounds. That's one fat dude, okay? 317. Gets down to 283 for the fight. Of course, fatter than the pig, loses the 12-round decision when he probably should have won that fight because he won the initial fight. But the bottom line is, Andy's no longer a formidable foe in my mind. And to match him with Deontay Wilder would just set him up to get knocked out. And you know what? I'm game for that because I think Wilder will knock out anybody he hits. I mean, that's why Deontay Wilder is must watch TV. He just is. Anyway, Shakur Stevenson and Gervonta Davis, it's heating up. Evidently, these guys are the upper echelon of 135. People exclude Ryan Garcia as far as the top three is concerned. But, of course, and Devin Haney, the current champion, is going to take on Vasyl Lomachenko. We'll get to that a little bit later. But the bottom line is, Gervonta Davis says on Shakur Stevenson's boxing ability, what you going to do when you get hit? Ooh, that's going to happen without a doubt. I think those fights, all these big fights at 135 involving Davis, I think will happen. Why? Because Davis is a ticking bomb. What I mean, a ticking bomb is that he can get in problems. He's going to go back to court. He's got to go back for sentencing on some hit-and-run beef. He's got domestic violence beefs, this and that. He's got a slew of
extracurricular. He's got a slew of activities outside of boxing that seem to occupy a lot of his time. So I don't think he's going to be here for a long time. So what I'm trying to tell you is they will put him in deep fight after deep fight after deep fight right down in there right now because they know he's not going to last very long. Anyway, Gervonta Davis, Ryan Garcia, two guys are going to get it on. Somebody has got to go. What's it going to be? April the 22nd, of course. It's going to go April the 15th. That would have been tax day. Actually, the anniversary of Hagler and Hearns. Of course, that went down April 15, 1985. But they moved this fight up to April 22nd in Las Vegas. They still haven't come up with an actual venue. They don't know where it's going to go. But the bottom line is I think that it's going to happen in Vegas. It's going to be a big fight, and everybody's going to want to go to this one. I think if they put it in that Alliance Stadium, I think they say they hold 50,000 people in that one. I think he can put 35,000 people in there for this fight. 35,000 people. Why? Because of Ryan Garcia's ability to draw. I mean, Gervonta Davis will draw the boxing fan, but Ryan Garcia will draw the Instagram fan. He'll draw all the bots, all those people. I mean, he just will. He's got 3.5 and 4 million people following on Instagram. I don't know what that means, but evidently it means money because he says he can make more money on social media than he does boxing. Ooh, imagine that. The guy says something like that, I would say, you know what, man, there's a door. Go do your social media thing. But he's got Joe Goose in his corner now, a trainer extraordinaire. We'll see what Joe can do there. The two fights he's had with Joe thus far, he has not looked stellar. I mean, that last fight he had, Ryan Garcia, he threw a left hook and almost carried him out of the ring. He was so off balance. So he isn't looking mechanically sound in my mind. But then again, I don't think he has to be mechanically sound as much as he has to be mentally sound. That's Ryan Garcia's forte. That's his problem. He's had those. Remember, he said he had that anxiety attack about 2 years ago, and that sort of put a postpone or a hold on a couple of fights for him. But the bottom line is, was it an anxiety attack or was it a blow attack? Was it cocaine or was it anxiety? Or was it anxiety brought on by cocaine? I mean, because listen, nobody wants to admit to a dope thing anymore. So now they say, well, you know, I was depressed. I had anxiety. It's a medical issue. Talk to my doctor, that kind of good stuff. But if you say you had a coke issue, you know, you get treated like David Benavidez, get put on the shelf. Of course, Canelo Alvarez said, you know, he's got a coke problem, so I'm not going to fight him. That's what he said a few years ago. He's got a coke problem, so I'm not going to fight him. Oh, and he didn't make weight, so I'm not going to fight him. And then, of course, the monster goes on a roll. And then Mike Tyson calls out Canelo Alvarez, hey, how come you're not fighting Benavidez? Speaking of Benavidez, undefeated, going 28-0, of course, 28-0, 23, 25, knockouts, somewhere like that. Bottom line is, Callum Plant is going to get planted. March 25th, that'll be on Showtime pay-per-view. That's a fight I think I want to watch. Would I pay for it? Yeah, I would. Bottom line is, I think Callum Plant is a formidable foe. Whether he took care of one of the Durrell brothers in the last fight, the Durrell brother was so old, he was like beyond Social Security. I kid you not. Was it Anthony or Andre? I can't figure out which one it was. But the bottom line is, both Durrell brothers were so old, they're like collecting Social Security. So there's not a whole lot of claim to fame in that. Not in my mind. Okay, but the bottom line is Caleb Plant has talked a good game. He's gotten inside of David Benavidez' head. He bought the URL or the website. A URL is like fightnews.com or like boxingscene.com. That's a URL, okay? Or pedrofernandez.com or davidbenavidez.com. Well, guess what? David Benavidez wasn't smart enough to buy his own URL. Shame on you, pal. So anyway, guess who bought it instead? Caleb Plant. Caleb Plant bought it, and he's selling Caleb Plant memorabilia on davidbenavidez.com. You can go on the web and find it if you want. I kid you not. But get this. Got under David Benavidez's skin. Is it enough? He's going to have to, because I don't think he can beat him in a fight. I think if you got Benavidez to flip out some way and do something crazy, he might have a chance. Okay, but I'm going back to slim and none on this one. Slim and none. I mean, that's what I think. He's got slim and none chances. I'm talking about Caleb Plant. Slim and none, meaning Slim's out of town. There's no doubt about that. Slim is out of town. You're getting whooped. David Benavidez will rise to the top March 25th and show the world that he's the best fighter pound for pound in all of boxing. He is the Superman of boxing, without a doubt, in 2023.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
But he has a shock in store for him. He has two great chances, slim and none, and Slim's out of town.
Man, that's some old Tower of Power. That sounds like 1965, something like that. Bottom line is 1970 Tower of Power, that old horn section, of course. They've done their thing, of course, in their 23rd or 24th album. Check them out at towerofpower.com. Straight up, the lightweight championship going down, of course, in May. Talking about Devin Haney, now 29 and zip, taking on, of course, Vasyl Lomachenko, the twice-beaten two-time amateur world champion. I mean, he was a killer with that 130 pounds. But 135, you step up to fight Devin Haney. Devin Haney's only problem in this fight will be the weight. If he can make the weight, he will dominate Vasyl Lomachenko, I think, from round 1 to round 12. Lomachenko just can't pull the trigger anymore. You get old, you have 300 amateur fights, okay? That's 300 times you went to the post, 300 times you hit the bag, and 300 times you made weight. This thing. And then he had like 20 pro fights. And, you know, I mean, think about that. You know, it's got to wear on you. Bottom line is Devin Haney's a big young, and I think he's a good fighter without a doubt. Comes from San Francisco, California, where I said 29 bouts, but beating Kambosos last two fights, not a big thing, not a big claim to fame there, but Kambosos was the lightweight champion, having taken that title from Teofimo Lopez. Of course, Teofimo Lopez now in line to fight Josh Taylor. It looks like they moved Jack Catterall right out of the way. Jack Catterall is from Scotland. Jack Catterall beat Josh Taylor's ass in a world 140-pound championship fight. Of course, they gave it to Josh Taylor. I can't even say it. That's how bad it was. I'm like, whoa, bad decision. One of the worst decisions maybe in the last 5-10 years, without a doubt, okay? So anyway, the rematch is supposed to happen time and time and time and time again. Each time, one guy gets hurt, one guy gets hurt, one guy gets hurt. Anyway, Josh Taylor says now he's going to go with Teofimo Lopez probably in May. So he's going to bypass the fight with Catterall, which would have sold maybe 70 or 80,000 tickets in his stadium in the UK. But instead, he'll fight Teofimo Lopez. Why? Because of the money. Bob Arum, you should be ashamed for that one, without a doubt. Speaking of George Kambosos, let's hope he retires. I don't even want to see him fight again. We don't need to see him fight again, do we? I mean, come on. He sort of proved to us that he was a flash in the pan, without a doubt. And, you know, that the fact that he was able to beat Lopez, and he beat Lopez pretty handily. I mean, he got knocked down in the 10th round. He got up. He showed he had some metal, without a doubt. So, I mean, he was a durable guy. But the fact now that you look at Lopez and the fights that he's had, the subsequent fights, and that last fight, he said, do I still have it? He was thinking about it. Of course, people booed the decision. Of course, that took place, I think, at the Hulu Garden. Right next to Madison Square Garden in New York City, which is his home. But he got booed. He got booed. So when you get booed in your own hometown, I guess you got problems. Nonoa Inoue, of course, he is the Japanese monster, 24-0, the former bantamweight champion, current bantamweight champion, 118 pounds, 7 up to 122, going to take on Stephen Fulton. Stephen Fulton is no joke. I'm telling you, Stephen Fulton is no joke. He is the 122-pound world linear champion. He's 21-0, only got 8 knockouts. Not a big puncher, per se, but he gets up to 155 pounds between fights. And why do I say this? Because he's a big dude. And size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. This is combat sports. Okay, without a doubt. This is combat sports. So I think Fulton's got a hell of a shot here. Of course, Fulton come off that unanimous win over Daniel Roman. Of course, that took place in June of last year. So he'll be off as far as, yeah, I like guys being a little bit more active in this. But he beat Brandon Figueroa. Brandon Figueroa, of course, won last night, but he beat Brandon Figueroa at 121 pounds. That was back in 2021. Some of the guys he put on his calendar, on his resume, are not guys that stand out. But the bottom line is Stephen Fulton is a live underdog against Nonoa Inoue. It's going to take place, I believe, in Japan in April or May or this year. They haven't got the fight actually set yet. 115 pounds, the super flyweight champion, Juan Francisco Estrada, can't get a fight because he's too small. Nobody really cares about 115 pounds. I think 118 pounds is where reality sort of starts for me. I mean, I can't watch guys that are jockey-sized guys fight with 8-ounce gloves. It's just not right. I mean, get this. You got a 180-pound fighter. He's fighting with an 8-ounce glove. You got a 145-pound, 150-pound fighter. He's fighting with a 10-ounce glove. What's the difference there? 2 ounces and like 50 pounds? You got to be kidding me. But the bottom line is they don't have weights. They don't have gloves, I think, that are ideal for the smaller weights. So the smaller weights tend to be duller because of the fact that they've got to get more. They don't have the power to put the leverage on the punches. That's just it, because the gloves are big and they're small, just like women. I think women boxing should have smaller gloves. I've been saying that for a long, long time. I tried to bring that up with Mauricio Sulaiman at the World Boxing Council convention last year, and people rolled their eyes at me. Okay, so I brought up with Mauricio on the phone. He sort of like shifted gears. They don't want to address it. They said, shut up, Pete. We don't want to make boxing more brutal. No, you want to make it more exciting. If you want to make women's boxing more exciting, and then having chicks just throw punches for 10 rounds. I mean, that gets old. I mean, who threw the most punches? We don't want to see that. Who, like, you counting, like with the adding machine? Who threw the most punches? No, no. Women's boxing should be just like men's boxing. And if you want to make it just like men's boxing, you've got to make the gloves smaller and keep them at 2-minute rounds. Keep them at 2-minute rounds and make the gloves a little bit smaller. Why do I say that? Because for 2 minutes, you work your ass off. I remember the first time I fought in a 2-minute round, get this, I smoked some guys at the boys' club in San Francisco. I think it was like six or seven of them. I want to say it's 7, but I think it's 6. Anyway, the guys never got out of the first or second round. It was a 1-minute round. For 1 minute, I could just throw, okay? When I was a kid, I could just throw for a minute. I could overwhelm you in 1 minute. I just could, okay? So then I had my first 2-minute round fight. It was 2 minutes around. Stepped up for 1 minute. Hadn't fought like 3 or 4 years. Stepped up, fought a two-minute round against Eddie Smith at the South City Boys Club, and man, I was breathing like an asthmatic in the first round. I kid you not. I was training for those rounds, for that length of a round, but once you get in there and do it, you don't know. Of course, I ended up with open fights. Of course, I was one of the 2-time open champion of the Golden Gloves, when the open fights are all 3-minute rounds. But some of my friends who had less and loftier careers than myself never made it to the open class. When they fought in the open class, they lost. Lost at the get-go. But the bottom line is I won 2 open titles, actually 3 open titles, you want to count the USAPAL title. But I did it because of the fact I was a disciplined young man and I had a good team around me. So when people say to me, Pedro, man, would you train me? Would you do this? Would you do that? Even an amateur, I don't know if I want to sacrifice the time. And I tell you why, because there aren't all the components that I had. In other words, I had a trainer. I had a mother. I had a stepfather. I mean, I did. And I was in my 20s, okay? My mid to late 20s. And they were, like, guiding me around. I mean, they took care of my running. When the clock went off in the morning before work, guess what? My stepfather was banging on the door. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Or my mother was banging on the door. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Bottom line is, I had to get up. I had to run. They made me do this. I mean, it was part of a team effort. And I don't know if I can find a guy that's as lucky as I was to have a team like that. I mean, it has to be a team effort. I mean, I lost that first Golden Glove Championship fight. I went 4-1 in Golden Glove Championship fights. The first one I lost to Mike Christie, they took away 2 points. Referee Marty Salmon told me in Spain about the year 1992, 1993, years after this fight, he told me, they told me they didn't want you to win, so I was extreme. What do you say? I was a little rough on you by taking, it took away 2 points. Anyway, I lost a split decision, but it took away 2 points. So I would have been 5-0 in Golden Glove Championship fights had I not lost that first fight to Mike Christie. But I want to give Mike Christie credit because Mike Christie is one of the most durable guys you can ever imagine in your life. He just keeps throwing and throwing and throwing and throwing and throwing. In fact, I call him Marathon Mike now on Facebook because of the fact he's running like semi-marathons. You know, he's over there in Marin County running miles and miles and miles. Remember, he almost died. He had some blood disease. I forget what it was, but he had some severe blood disease, and he almost died. And then he came back. He was down to like 95 pounds. Now he's back to like 150 pounds, but he can get down to 139. So Marathon Mike, my hat is off to you without a doubt. M.O., oh, okay. No, I'm not going to listen to Brandon Figueroa and the scoring last night. I wasn't big on the scoring, but I'm telling you, I looked at the scores as far as the judges were concerned, and the judges had it like this. Let me look at it one more time. I'll get it to you. Judges had it 117-109, 117-109, and 118-108. Those were the three judges. According to the fans, it was 116-110. So the fans had this guy winning too. So for everybody to be bitching about the fact that they think that a Mark McGeisel got robbed, how could he have gotten robbed when he got outworked like that as far as the judges? All three judges plus the fans? I don't know. What are the chances of all four parties being wrong? I don't think so. Pound for pound, right now somebody said to me, is Nonoa Inoue the best? I don't know. There's no pound for pound king. There's no Superman in boxing right now. There really isn't. Canelo was the Superman until he got soft and got old. Of course, everybody gets soft. Everybody gets old, without a doubt. Of course, some of the other guys on the list, as far as pound for pound is concerned, of course, people talk about the Charlo brothers. Well, the fact that the 154-pound Charlo, I think Jamel, is a good fighter, without a doubt. I mean, he had that one loss to Tony Harrison. He came back. He beat him. But the 160-pounder has got some injury issues, and we don't know if he's ever going to come back. Seriously, somebody said to me the other day, we don't know when he's going to come back. I said, what do you mean you don't know when? He said, well, we don't have a date on when he's coming back. He's been off like a long time. You don't have a date yet. Is he coming back? We don't know when. So the Charlo brothers, the 154-pounder is active. The 160-pounder is inactive. We'll see what happens with that. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA. I'm leaning up too close to the microphone here with my earphones. You can hear it go, ee! Which is a sin in radio, so I apologize for that. But the bottom line is, after the break, we'll bring in Sir Kenneth Rainford. That's right, boxing's, of course, Don. I call him like, man, listen, he is the queen's gift to boxing, without a doubt. Sir Kenneth Rainford from the UK. We'll talk boxing with Sir Kenneth Rainford after the break. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Tower of Power to the break.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4555.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
If I can't teach you one way, I'll teach you another. But I'm going to get the job done.
The guitar of Mr. Jerry Cortez, Tower of Power. Check him out, towerofpower.com. That is the Soul Side of Town, the title of one of the recent LPs, albums, drops. I don't know what to call it, records anymore. But the bottom line is, I guess they're not records. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Let's take it across the pond and bring in Sir Kenneth Rainford. Of course, we'll talk about the UK's premier boxing ambassador. How are you today, sir?
I'm good, Pedro. I'm speaking to you.
How's the kid doing?
She's doing fine. She's doing fine. Growing, but good.
What's new with the pony competition?
She's training for this big competition at the end of April, and she just won a competition the other day. Nothing major, but it was just a run out with her and the new pony.
Is there you know, it requires a lot of discipline to win at anything. Is there a lot of discipline in her ability to handle a pony?
Yeah, well, obviously she's young at the moment. She's 14, but she's a tall, rangy girl, and you know, she rides the pony well. She's real dedicated. I mean, she's down there every evening after school till dark, and every weekend she's there. She's just constantly into it. How long she lasts with it, because she's 14, we'll wait and see. I mean, hopefully she progresses and goes on forever, but, you know, kids change like the wind.
Yeah. All right, Chris Eubank, what's the story now? Is he on steroids or is he on eggs? What's going on there? Chris Eubank Jr., of course, was said to be dabbling in anabolic steroids, of course, with that fight, that recent fight that he had, and he lost against Nigel Benn's son. What's going on with that?
Well, to be honest with you, you know, the game is rife with steroids and different kind of abuse at the moment, PEDs, as they call it. But, you know, I've not seen no 100% evidence of it. You know, Nigel Benn's Conor Benn, he was caught well and truly. Eubank probably is not far off the same thing. It's sadly, Pedro, it's a fashionable thing in sport nowadays, and it never used to be that way. But
Kenny, I'd be scared. I used to fight. I'd be scared to take anything like that. I'd be scared to death.
Oh man, you know what, Pedro? I take vitamin tablets and stuff that's good for you. and I even have a double look at them to make sure I'm taking the right thing.
Me as well.
I won't even take a paracetamol tablet. I just don't get it. I just don't know why people dabble in this stuff, you know, as an enhancement. And you know yourself, no matter what you put in your body, it ain't going to change your chin. It ain't going to change your heart.
No, and I'll tell you like this. I remember I read one of Evander Holyfield's physicals from the Nevada State Athletic Commission. You know what they describe? Testicular shrinkage.
Really?
Yeah, you know what that means? That means your nuts are small. In other words, you know, you may be built like John Holmes, but you got hamster-like nuts. And the bottom line is that's Bobby Bonds, the same, Barry Bonds, same thing. When his girlfriend testified in court, said he suffered from testicular shrinkage. You can only get that from anabolic steroids.
Oh, man. Of course, Holyfield, he couldn't even deny it. He just couldn't even deny it, you know? Mm-hmm. And do you know the one who I'm looking at the moment that could possibly be doing the same thing? Mm-hmm. Usyk.
You know, why doesn't he just go get the money and walk away? I mean, the bottom line is boxing's a payday. You know, he isn't going to win. He's probably not going to beat Tyson Fury. The chances of beating Tyson Fury are slim and none. Maybe Slim's out of town. Probably Slim's out of town. So you go in there, you get as much money as you can, you get paid, you walk away. I mean, this is we're not talking about legacies. We're talking about making money here. He wants like 50-50. Tyson Fury doesn't want to give him 50-50. Does it all boil down to money? And are these guys fighting April 29th, yes or no?
And how much money does he need? You know, the venue's booked. It's still booked. Wembley Arena's still booked. April 29th.
Well, listen, they told me, I read somewhere he was getting a $40 million purse. He could buy half of Ukraine for that. He could buy them new missiles.
Pedro, how much money does he want? How much money does he really want? We're chasing one of them. He's being offered 40 of them.
Man. So is the kid, the guy that's fighting Chris Eubank, Jermaine Franklin, has he got a shot in your mind? Yeah, I didn't think so.
No, I don't think so. No.
It's terrible that Joshua commands the money that he does, and he's talking about all these fights. As he said the other day, I'm just fighting for the money, bottom line is. But at the end of the day, he's just not it, man, and I wish to God that he would just go away so people could push their attention in the UK towards other fighters.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because I was told the only one that's in the only people that are still into Joshua are the girls. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, Joshua's—he can't help himself. He just can't help himself. You know, everyone thinks that Joshua's living this life. He ain't living that life. No way. No way. All he's interested in is money, women, the acclaim, and to be able to walk down the road as the number one kingpin. You know, it's all about him.
You know, I was against putting Jake Paul in with Tommy Fury. And the reason why was Tommy Fury is a regular boxer and Jake Paul was an attraction, this and that. And they've killed the attraction. That was a dumb move in my mind.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. You know, when brass tacks are, you know, Fury isn't the greatest boxer in the world, but neither is Jake Paul. Jake Paul's probably the fitter guy. But, you know, the more accustomed boxer is always going to beat, you know, Jake Paul all day long, you know. Even though I gave Jake Paul a shot, you know, at the end of the day, the outcome was what should have happened.
True, but the bottom line is, if I'd have been working his corner, if I'd have been involved with that promotion, he'd have been fighting my producer like another 8 or 10 times. Then he'd have fought you a couple times, he would have fought me a couple times, we'd have taken the show until it didn't draw anymore.
Exactly. And the thing is, you know, I hear Fury got 4-point-something million.
Yep.
Unbelievable. Yep. And they'll never need to fight again.
Well, more power to them. I mean, it's all about making money. It's not title belts, anything like that, because I know a lot of guys had a couple title belts. Guess what? Diego Corrales had a couple title belts. He had to pawn it. He had to pawn them because he was so broke, had no money from boxing. Anyway, let's move on. Mauricio Lara, pretty impressive last week, huh?
I didn't see the fight yet, you know.
Oh, man. He finished that fight with one shot, without a doubt. So is Conor Benn in, are they going to do a rematch or what, with Eubank?
Well, if the fight ever happens, it's gonna have to happen abroad. It won't happen in the UK. Maybe Ireland. It may be somewhere in Europe. I think the fight will definitely happen because the two of them basically need it for the payday. That is one big payday that they're gonna get that they might get elsewhere. So again, like you say, money talks.
Speaking of money talks, what the hell happened to poor Jack Catterall? Well, he was supposed to get the fight with Josh Thompson. He beat Josh Thompson to the point where if they were gay, I would have arrested him for domestic violence, okay? And yet he doesn't get the rematch. They talked about four or five cancellations. Now Josh Taylor's going to fight Teofimo?
Yeah, exactly. It's just if there's any kind of risk, you ain't going to get it. There's a massive risk there. But, his promoters put a kid named, there was an eliminator last night in the Northeast for the featherweight title. Thomas Ward, he got knocked cold out in four rounds, I believe, by a guy they brought in as an opponent. Can you believe this? The guy that had 10 fights, won all 10, 9 by knockout.
Well, why would you bring in an opponent that can punch?
Exactly. These guys don't know what to do.
No, what cracks me up is when they bring in Colombians. I love it when guys bring in Colombians because it's a recipe for disaster. They can all punch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
For some reason, they can all punch. All right, listen. March 22nd in Las Vegas, Gervonta Davis 28-0 with 26, taking on Ryan Garcia 23-0 with 19 wax. Who's going to win that, Sir Kenneth, and why?
I don't think Garcia's got the win in him for me. I could probably see maybe a points decision or a late stoppage, but it ain't going to be Garcia for me.
What's missing from Ryan Garcia?
I don't know. I like him. I like what I see, but there's just that, with Davis, I think it's a slightly different level at this stage in the career. I think it's just a different level for me. Just my opinion, but, that's what I think.
Davis, listen, his punching power seems to be scary because evidently he's knocking down guys in the gym that are 160 pounds with big gloves on.
Exactly. It's another level. He's banging hard. He's looking confident, and I just don't think when it comes to it, I think Garcia will be, looking to stretch it out to the later rounds. Whether he gets there or not, I don't know. But I see Davis winning by stoppage or, depending on what a points decision. I doubt it, but it's possible.
Okay, another question for Sir Kenneth Rainford coming in here on text is: Sir, is Vasyl Lomachenko done? Is it time to stick a fork in him?
Well, you say that, and the next thing is he can come up with a decent win, and then he can look awful. So, myself, I'd rather see him, get out now. We see too many fighters, going on too long. But, the fighter knows himself when it's time to quit, but he just doesn't listen to himself sometimes, and carries on. Okay. But, he's due for this. This will definitely be his last year, no matter what, whether he's got anything left in him or not. It'll be his last year for me.
Okay. Any new scoops that you can tell me about in the UK right now as far as British boxing is concerned?
No, everyone's just been trying to get to the bottom of this, the age-old Fury Usyk fight, the venue's booked April 29th. Is the fight going to happen? I don't think there's enough time now for it to happen, but you never know. I mean, I was with Tyson Fury's people last night in Blackpool at a show, and they were saying there's a possibility that it will happen. So,
Kenny, they can sell out Wembley Stadium in an hour and a half, right?
Yeah, it's the fighters ready.
Yeah, so the venue's set. As far as the TV and all the other kind of stuff's concerned, they can throw that together in a few weeks.
Correct, but it's Usyk. Is whether he's in shape or not. But I see pictures. One minute he looks in shape. I see other pictures. He doesn't look in shape. I'd like to think he is in shape, but we'll wait and see.
Size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports, and Tyson Fury is going to beat his ass.
Yeah, most definitely.
There ain't no other way I could put it. I mean, hey, speaking of upcoming fights, next week Tim Zhu is going to take on Tony Harrison from the UK down there in Australia. How do you see that?
I haven't really seen enough of both to make that decision, to be fair. But like to see...
Okay, last question for Sir Kenneth Rainford. Did Floyd Mayweather really have an empty house last week when he took that exhibition with Aaron Chalmers?
Yeah, they were giving tickets away.
Couldn't happen to a nicer guy, could it?
Oh, not at all.
Couldn't happen.
They were auctioning a glove of his off, and the guy said, when he's got a crowd, he's the nicest guy in the world. But when you want one-on-one, he's an absolute pain in the backside.
Well, I'll never forget what he said one time in Las Vegas. I said something like, he goes, that guy there is the best boxing writer in the world. And then about 45 minutes later, I asked him a question at press conference. He says, what the hell do you know about boxing? I said, 45 minutes ago, I was the greatest boxing writer in the world, remember? Anyway, Floyd Mayweather, a piece of work without a doubt. So Kenneth Rainford, kiss the daughter, hug the wife, feed the pony, all that kind of good stuff.
Yeah, I'll gladly do that. No problem.
All right, we'll talk to you real soon, man. I always thank you for your time. I feel blessed anytime you spend your time with us. I really feel lucky.
Always a pleasure.
Sir Kenneth Rainford, folks, our boxing ambassador from the UK, without a doubt. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it. Your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Check it, 57 minutes past the hour. This is hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, our last segment before we head into the week. Of course, this is Sunday, December, February the 5th. Now, March the 5th. What the hell date is it? What am I screwing up here?
Anyway, screwing things up. March the 5th, 2023. I'm really blowing my mind. Anyway, last night, John Jones, of course, I talked about that, winning the vacant UFC heavyweight title. Of course, Francis Ngannou walked away from that. John Jones has one fight left in his UFC contract. He wants to fight Stipe Miocic, the former light heavyweight who ended up winning the heavyweight championship. A very small guy. Good fight for John Jones, without a doubt. He'll finish out his career, and then, of course, he will hook it up with Francis Ngannou in a fight without the UFC's involvement. That's the way I think it's going. Anyway, the co-feature, Alexa Grasso of Mexico, defeated Valentina Shevchenko for the women's flyweight championship, 125 pounds. It was a face crank. She submitted her in the fourth round. It was a five-minute round. But the bottom line is Grasso, a 4-1 underdog, beat Shevchenko, who's been a champion for a long, long time. The rest of the fighters on the card, you don't even know, because the bottom line is Dana has no other fighters. Of course, next week, Tim Tszyu and Tony Harrison come to us from the UK. They'll be on coming to us from Australia. That will be on DAZN, I believe, or ESPN, so you can watch it on your cable channel. Speaking of DAZN, 1999, I'm thinking about that. Maybe we all had a class action lawsuit filed against DAZN. Because DAZN, of course, promises no pay-per-view charges. Now they're charging for pay-per-view. And they started out at $9. Now they're $20. They've more than doubled the charge. Anyway, got a text coming here willing to bet the house on Gervonta Davis against anybody, including Shakur Stevenson. Okay, I'll go along with that. Shakur, of course, is a guy that has an innate boxing ability. The fact that he can hit people when they've got their hands up. I don't get that. He can split the seams between gloves, over gloves, and doesn't lose his speed. He's an incredibly talented young man, Shakur Stevenson, without a doubt. Straight up, you've been listening to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Anthony Sandoval's been on the other side of the glass, kicking ass today, without a doubt. Want to say hello to Paul Cuddy down there in Colorado. I know that weed is good, Cuddy. Straight up, this has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide for Sunday, March the 5th, 2023. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Most importantly, don't forget WBC TV and keep that butt of yours off the canvas of life. Peace and respect. Thank you so much.
I got to make it right for everyone concerned.